This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We talked about the Kyrie, you know, flipping people off. Here's Shaq and Barkley on the TNT show reacting to Kyrie's reaction to the Boston fans.
Well, if the great Bill Russell went through it, I wanted to go through it also. I don't really want to hear all that. And, you know, certain cities, they don't care what you say at the press conference. You know what's going to happen in game two? They're going to be talking more smack up there in Boston. I played in Boston 2 years, but listen, it happens to the best of us. You don't think people said stuff to Charles Barkley, said stuff to Akeem Olajuwon?
Chuck got it from his home fans.
Hey, most of the fans are amazing. Yeah. Someone's going to say some rude stuff. Please stop it, you athletes today, whining like little.
Bill Russell went through it early on.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, man up.
Bill Russell came home one day. I mean, he won 9 championships as a player with the Celtics and 2 as a coach. He came home one day and somebody left human excrement in his bed. Home player. That's what Bill Russell went through. And he didn't react the way Kyrie did. Yeah. So I hear what Charles and Shaq are saying. All right, let's bring in our guest, our good friend. You can hear him on the Yes post-game show. They follow every single net game, either on the Yes app or on Yes itself with a post-game show. Here is Frank Isola. Frank, we'll start off with what did you think? First of all, Kyrie was great, but what did you think about the way he reacted to the fans?
I was a little surprised because he has been up there before and he's gone through it. I don't understand why he seems so surprised that they would do this. And I heard you guys before, and you're absolutely right. You know, when they won their last playoff game there last year, he stomped on Lucky at center court, kind of wiped his shoes on the court, and then you know, this year he called them a scorned girlfriend. So he's kind of feeding into it and almost having a little fun with it. So it's almost as if the fans think, well, they're supposed to respond as well. So now you have a situation like you had yesterday where he's going to get fined. You know, the league, yes, you know, Kyrie said, you know, we're expected to, you know, be docile. Well, yeah, the league expects you to comport yourself a certain way. And if you don't, you're going to get fined. The thing that he said walking off the court at halftime completely crosses the line. And, you know, Kyrie's going to lecture everyone on civility. When someone yells out, "Kyrie, you stink," I'm putting that in, obviously, parentheses, you know, his comeback kind of escalated things a little bit. I get it. It's not a pleasant experience, but a lot of players go through it. I mean, how many playoff games did I cover at Madison Square Garden in the 90s? Reggie Miller and Alonzo Mourning used to get destroyed by the fans. You know, and they would just kind of flick it off their shoulder. I think that's not to say any type of nasty abuse like you guys were mentioning, anything racial or anything nasty about family members, but I also kind of feel there's enough security around. And I think, too, sometimes fans kind of police that as well, where they might point out this is getting out of hand with this guy right over here. So I just think it was kind of standard, you know, what you would expect for a Boston crowd directing their anger at Kyrie. And him responding to it, I think, is only egging them on even more.
And to your point, Frank, you just said it well. Like, he asked for it. And then he gets mad after it happens. You know, it reminds me of Dave Chappelle, the Dave Chappelle controversy. Doing entire specials dedicated to riling up the trans community. And when they get upset, he's like, why does everyone get so riled up? Like, you are choosing to do this. This is the path. When you wiped your feet on the logo, you knew what it was. Why act surprised now? And it just doesn't seem to go with his holier-than-thou act. But here's the thing. If you're a Nets fan, how bad do you actually feel today, Frank? Because they were not great. They did shoot well from the floor, but KD was not special yesterday. And they should have won that game.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, so Kyrie Irving, who had a terrific game and a terrific fourth quarter, you know, he puts them up by 3 with 45.9 seconds to go. Ime Udoka, the Celtics coach, calls timeout. You know that they have enough time now where they're going to go for the quick 2. And I thought that was the biggest basket because Jaylen Brown scores 7 seconds after Kyrie had made it a 3-point game. So now you're putting pressure back on the Brooklyn Nets. They don't necessarily have to score, but they have to do something. They had those final 3 possessions, you got to get a stop. They didn't do it. They worked the clock down, which was smart, but Kyrie dribbled himself into trouble and then threw the ball to Kevin Durant to try to get them to bail them out. Durant, you know, takes a bailout 3. Boston gets the rebound, and what ends up happening? They get another layup. So on the 2 biggest defensive possessions for the Nets, they gave up layups. And on that final, think about this. Al Horford gets the rebound, passes it to Derek White. Derek White to Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown to Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart to Jason Tatum. So that's without a timeout. All five guys on the Celtics touch the ball, and they get a layup. How many games have we seen where the last couple of minutes take forever, these coaches micromanaging everything, and you guys know this. If they run a play right there, if they call timeout, what do you think the odds would have been of Jason Tatum going one-on-one and hitting what I call the cha-cha slide three? Step back, slide to the right, shoot the ball. Instead, they played it out. I felt for Ime Udoka for his first ever playoff game as a head coach. He didn't want Steve Nash to set up his defense. He had a lot of confidence in his team, and I know you guys follow the Celtics as well. Marcus Smart, forget about a year ago, earlier this season, he probably would have taken that shot. That was to be under that situation, crowd standing up, everyone screaming, the clock is winding down. To be that composed, to pump fake, and then pass it to Tatum, that's a brilliant play by, pun intended, a guy named Smart.
See, that's why I named a song after him, Michael. Because it's such a great point. With the clock winding down so close, what poise that was. Sorry, go ahead, Michael. Just got me excited.
I was wondering, how do they fix the rebounding disparity, and how do they stop turning the ball over? They had 12 turnovers in the first half, and they cleaned it up in the second, but can't turn the ball over 16 times and win these games, Frank.
No, you're 100% right. And Kevin Durant, you know, we do all these games on the YES Network. So Kevin Durant in the post game is always very good. He always has the box score in front of him. And he basically, you know, he studies it, and he remembers plays from games, and he was looking at the box score. I did the same thing yesterday. Both teams made 42 shots. Both teams were 19 of 24 from the free throw line. And then Boston made one more three than Brooklyn did. But the big difference was Boston took 11 more shots. And why was that the case? Because they gave up too many offensive rebounds, including the one at 111-109, when I think it was Marcus Smart who missed, and Al Horford grabbed the offensive rebound and tied it up at 111. That's a big issue that the Nets are going to have. I think defensively, I think Andre Drummond's going to struggle in this series. I thought Nicholas Claxton gave him good minutes because he could also, you know, on a switch, jump out at Jason Tatum, and he's long enough to kind of create some problems for Tatum. I thought, you know, you guys mentioned it, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, for him, that's a below-standard game. He was 9 for 24. He had way too many turnovers. But I'll also say this about him. In the fourth quarter, he made two shots. Both of them gave the Nets the lead. So even on a bad game in theory for Kevin Durant, he still made two huge shots. I would also say probably the worst moment for Kevin Durant and Kyrie might have been on that final play by the Boston Celtics because both of them took their eye off of Tatum. Now, if you look at the replay, Kevin Durant, you could sense that he's thinking, well, I have responsibility now of Jaylen Brown. If they pass it to him, I got to close out. Kyrie, in that moment, if Kyrie catches Tatum cutting down the lane, he could have put himself in a position to box out and just bump him a little bit to kind of prevent him from just getting an easy layup like that. So I thought for two great players, two guys that have been in so many big games in their career, really in that final possession, both of them, I thought, let the team down.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Frank, this looks like it's going to be a war, and it might go the distance. And when you look at recent history, outside of the Spurs in 14, Mavericks in 11 that had to go six. You know, most of these teams sweep or get it done in five in the first round. If this goes deep and goes seven, how much would it affect you predicting the Nets to make a run?
Well, and that's the thing. I think, you know, Kevin Durant, I was surprised by this because down the stretch when they needed to win all those games, he was basically playing the entire second half, and he was always in the game at the start of the fourth quarter. Steve Nash is thinking, I got to try to steal minutes for him, but he wasn't doing it. But in this game, they actually sat Kevin Durant at the start of the fourth, and that's when the Nets made their comeback. I think next week when the schedule, because this week, you know, the NBA like stretches out. It goes Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, then you start every other day that you play. And I wonder how that could catch up to the Brooklyn Nets, to your point. And it's also, it's going to be a physical series because if the Nets or Boston gets out of this, your next opponent likely be Milwaukee. And then if you get out of that, your next opponent likely Miami. It could be Philadelphia. That's just to get to an NBA Finals. Well, you'll likely meet Phoenix. So, you know, if either one of these teams survives this, it's still going to be very difficult to win a couple of more series just to get to an NBA Finals.
Well, I think it's going to be fun. I really do. And one final thing I have for you, Frank, we brought this up when we spoke to you last week. It seems like it happens every now and then. So I don't say it doesn't happen, but very rarely do Durant and Irving have great games at the same time. I think they both are going to need great games at the same time to beat this team. Do you see the same thing that I'm seeing?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Kyrie was obviously carrying them yesterday, especially in that fourth quarter. I think for Kevin Durant, he'll probably have to make an adjustment here because Boston in the first half had five different defenders on him, and they're paying so close attention to him that he'll have to make some kind of adjustment. But Kevin Durant, you know, very rarely does he have these type of games, and I think he'll just – I think the big thing for him was the turnovers. That's one thing that he has to really take care of. You know, he was 2-for-10 in the first half with a bunch of really careless turnovers, which for him – isn't very customary. So I agree with you. I think they're going to need to do that because you don't know who that third guy is going to be. Yesterday it was Nicholas Claxton and Goran Dragic off the bench. Bruce Brown, who did a lot of talking before the series, really didn't have a great game. I think Seth Curry, who's a terrific player, has been bothered by that ankle injury. So I think you're right. They're going to need both those guys to carry them, which is going to be hard because all you're facing at this time of year is terrific teams that are very good defensively.
Frank, great stuff as always. You could hear Frank on the Nets postgame on Yes, following each and every game, either on the Yes app or on Yes itself. Frank, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
Frank Isola, 1-800-919-3776. Let's talk about it. Nets Celtics, Kyrie's reaction to the fans. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.